理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 9 The Dashwoods were now settled at Barton. The house and the garden were now becoming familiar to them. Sir John Middleton, who visited them every day for the first 2 weeks, was always surprised at finding them busy with various activities when he arrived for a visit. They had few visitors at the cottage, and did not wish to meet with the neighbors a great deal, although Sir John attempted several times to introduce them to many of the neighbors. The mother and daughters allowed themselves only to visit the neighbors within walking distance from the cottage. On a walk one day, they walked near a respectable-looking, old respectable house called Allenham, which reminded them a bit of Norland. They were curious about the owner, but quickly discovered that the owner was a good old woman, Mrs. Smith, who was unfortunately too ill to leave her home at any time. The Dashwood women enjoyed the beautiful walks through the valleys and hills surrounding the area. One morning, Marianne and Margaret took a long walk through the area. As they were returning to the cottage, they decided to run down the nearest hill to the house. As they were running, however, Marianne fell and hurt her foot. A man who had been hunting nearby saw Marianne fall and ran to help her. He gently picked her up and carried her to the cottage. Eleanor and her mother looked at them in surprise. They were secretly quite pleased with the appearance of the handsome stranger. He apologized for surprising them and requested to return the next day to visit Marianne. He introduced himself as Willoughby, and he explained that he was currently living at Allenham with his aunt, Mrs. Smith, whom he visited once a year. Mrs. Dashwood happily agreed that he return the following day, and he departed as gracefully as he had arrived. Sir John came to see them the next morning after he had heard the news of Marianne's injured foot. Marianne immediately began asking questions about the mysterious Willoughby.
"Willoughby?" cried Sir John. "Is he in the area now? That is good news. I will go over tomorrow and ask him to dinner on Thursday."
"You know him, then?"
asked Mrs. Dashwood.
"Yes, very well. He comes here every year."
"And what sort of young man is he?"
"He is a very kind young gentleman, I assure you," replied Sir John.
"Is that all you know of him?"
asked Marianne, looking annoyed.
"What are his interests and talents?"
"Well," said he, "I do not know much about him, but he is pleasant and friendly, and has got the nicest little black bitch of a hunting dog I ever saw. Was she out hunting with him?"
Marianne was quite dissatisfied with his answer.
"But who is he?"
asked Eleanor.
"Where does he come from? Does he have a house at Allenham?"
Sir John then explained that Mr. Willoughby had no property of his own in the area, but he lived there while visiting the old lady who was his aunt. He was to receive her land and fortune at her death.
"He is a good young man, I believe," repeated Sir John. "I remember last Christmas, at a dance at Barton Park, he danced from 8 o'clock till 4 without once sitting down."
"Did he indeed?"
cried Marianne with excitement.
"And with grace and elegance."
"Yes, and he was up the next morning at 8 for hunting."
"That is what a young man should be like. That is what I like. He should be eager in all his interests."
"I understand now. You have chosen your husband now, and will not look at poor Colonel Brandon any longer," said Sir John with a smile. "Poor Brandon."
Chapter 10 Willoughby came to the cottage the next morning to see Marianne. Mrs. Dashwood was more than polite to him, showing kindness, elegance, and charm. Miss Eleanor Dashwood had a pretty figure and a regular face. Marianne was still handsomer. She was not as tall as her sister, but many called her beautiful, with a lovely smile and attractive figure. Marianne was delighted with the handsome Willoughby. He was a perfect gentleman, and when Marianne heard him declare that music and dancing were two of his favorite activities, she was thoroughly impressed with this young man. It was only necessary to mention any of Marianne's favorite activities for her to begin talking. She could not be silent when discussing art and music. The two soon discovered that they both greatly enjoyed dancing and music. They then began discussing books and realized they shared the same favorite books. Their likes were quite similar. The same books, the same quotes were remembered by both. They were soon speaking to each other as if they were old friends.
"Well, Marianne,"
said Eleanor as soon as he had left them,
"you have spoken of all your favorite subjects in one morning with your new friend. What will you discuss during his next visit, as you have spoken of almost all you know?"
"Eleanor,"
cried Marianne,
"is this fair? But I see what you mean. You think I should have been dull and spoken only of the weather and simple matters, just as a polite young woman should. If I had spoken this way, then you would not disturb me as you do now."
"My love,"
said her mother,
"you must not be angry with Eleanor. She was only joking."
Willoughby seemed to enjoy his visit to the Dashwood home and returned every day after. At first, he claimed that he was coming to ask about Marianne's hurt foot, but after some time he came just to see the family, as he realized they were delighted to see him as well. His visits became Marianne's main enjoyment of the day. They read, they talked, they sang together. He was a talented musician, as she was herself. Mrs. Dashwood believed him to be a perfect gentleman, and Eleanor observed that he was very much like her sister, passionate about all his interests, saying too much what he thought on every occasion, without attention to the situation. He quickly gave his opinions of other people, although such opinions were perhaps not polite in the situation. Eleanor saw these qualities in her sister as well. Eleanor now noticed Colonel Brandon's interest in her sister with great concern. At first, when Mrs. Jennings had announced Colonel Brandon to be in love with Marianne, Eleanor did not entirely believe the old woman. Now, however, she saw that Colonel Brandon was greatly in love with her sister. She pitied the poor man, as his rival for Marianne's love was a lively, talkative young man of 25, whereas Colonel Brandon himself was a shy, rather silent man of 35. Eleanor truly respected Colonel Brandon, although he was rather serious and quiet, and she sincerely hoped that Colonel Brandon's interest in her sister would soon end, as she saw he could never be successful against the young Willoughby. Marianne and Willoughby did not view Colonel Brandon in the same way. They rather disliked him for his being older, with quiet, serious manners.
"Colonel Brandon is the kind of man," said Willoughby one day, "that everyone likes and nobody cares about, whom all are delighted to see and nobody remembers to talk to."
"That is exactly what I think of him,"
cried Marianne.
"Colonel Brandon is a sensible man,"
said Eleanor.
"Yes, although he is a man between 30 and 40, but he has seen a great deal of the world, and has considerable knowledge on many subjects."